29. I call up Sakura from the public phone in the library. I realize I haven't been in touch once since that night at her place. Just a short note, and that was it. I'm kind of embarrassed about the way I said goodbye. After I left her apartment, I went straight to the library, and Oshima drove me up to the cabin for a few days, well out of range of any phone. Then I came to live and work at the library, encountering Miss Sayaki's living spirit, or something like it, every night. And I've fallen head over heels for that 15-year-old girl. A ton of things happened, one after another, enough to keep anybody busy. Not that that's any excuse. It's around 9 p.m. when I call, and she answers after 6 rings. "Where in the world have you been?" Sakura asks in a hard voice. "I'm still in Takamatsu." She doesn't say anything for a while. In the background, I hear a music program on TV. "Somehow I've survived," I add. Silence, then a kind of resigned sigh. "What did you mean by disappearing like that? I was worried about you, so I came home a little early that day, even did some shopping for us. I know it was wrong, I do, but I had to leave. My mind was all messed up, and I had to get away to think things out, try to get back on my feet. Being with you was, I don't know, I can't put it into words."
Overstimulating.
"Yeah. I've never been near a girl like that before."
"No kidding."
"You know, the scent of a girl. All kinds of things.
Pretty rough being young, eh?"
"I guess," I say. "So how's your job going?" "It's been a madhouse, but I wanted to work and save up some money, so I shouldn't complain." I pause, then tell her about the police looking for me. She's silent for a while, then cautiously says, "That business with the blood." I decide to hold back on telling the truth. "No, that's not it. Nothing about the blood. They're looking for me because I'm a runaway. They want to catch me and ship me back to Tokyo, that's all. So they might get in touch with you. The other day, the night I stayed over, I called your mobile phone using mine, and they traced the phone records and found that I was here in Takamatsu."
"Don't worry," she says. "It's a prepaid phone, so there's no way they can trace it to me."
"That's a relief," I say. "I didn't want to cause you any more trouble than I already have."
"You're so sweet, you're going to make me cry, you know that."
"No, that's how I truly feel."
"I know,"
she says as if she'd rather not admit it.